Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life.
All told by real people.
And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Anyone notice he's played the same rejoin every segment? Or does it just sound that way?
No, I hear that.
It's
I hear that.
Just loud drums and
That is not an eclectic view, Andy.
No, it isn't.
That is heavy metal, good stuff.
I wouldn't confuse Andy in an eclectic view on music.
You'd be surprised.
Well, that's true. You were how old were you in your Spotify Wrapped?
20, and that's with George Strait mixed in.
You say you don't like no music, but then you'll be like singing these like random songs all the time.
Well, that's the weird thing is I do actually kind of had a widespread eclectic selection.
Yeah,
taste.
Within like a 8-year period in the late 90s and early 2000s.
No, there's more than that. There's some early country. There's some show tunes. I always covered up back in the day.
Show tunes?
I don't know if show tunes is proper, but like Jesus Christ Superstar. That's always in a lot of my rotations.
Musical theater. Like that. Show tunes makes it sound
shake
more
your
like
head at me.
Guys and Dolls.
I'm not sure you've said something more surprising to me than that.
Oh, what's show the buzz? Tell me what's happening?
Yeah, yeah.
I mean,
Fitzy, am I losing my mind, or is this a little out of character for the Andy we know?
Yeah, I know he likes a couple of shows, and
maybe
also
don't judge
like
me.
His daughter does the musical theater, so he's into it in that capacity.
Dang,
and yes, he's about to tell you that he saw Hamilton as well.
I've seen Hamilton. I've seen many of them. I'm big. I've been into a lot of them. The Wickeds, the Lion Kings, the Phantom of the
Sick
Opera.
Brag, bro.
Love them all.
Yep, and that's why we'll find you defying gravity. It's interesting, Alpha, but you're all also wearing green today.
I am wearing some green today, and I am looking forward to whatever the back end of the... Even
Wicked
though they,
for good.
Even though they annoyed the hell out of me, because when you make a movie and then basically just cut it down the middle and don't make it really a sequel, it's one continuous thing that you planned all along to screw me out of a second ticket at the movie theater. It annoys me, but I do want to see it.
Did you want to go see a five-hour version of Wicked?
No, cut it down. Make your story better. I don't know. Figure it out. That's your job. Anyway, my job is to move this right along to the NFL slate this weekend. Fitzy, I know you've been talking about it all week. You were very excited about last night's game where the Lions got the job done. The Cowboys kind of may have derailed their hopes, even though they don't believe they have. But it is a really interesting weekend, and you asked Giardi about it. I think the game for me to watch, the game of the weekend,
game of the week,
is absolutely the Bengals and Bills, two of, I think, a lot of people's favorite quarterbacks to watch if it's not your team's quarterback. But also, the Bills clawing for their life in terms of still being supposed Super Bowl contenders, and the Bengals clawing for their lives in terms of, can they really do this? Can they really dig out of this hole and make a late season run? So is that your first choice on the weekend, Fitzy?
100%. Because I love Sunday Night Football as much as the next guy, but like, come on. Sunday Night Football, if kids are going to bed, you're making lunches for the week. There's always a lot of stuff going on. It's difficult to watch it live and enjoy it as much as, you know, like a 1 o'clock game. It's perfect. You clean up the yard, you do a little tree, decorating, wrapping, whatever. Like, nothing better than slugging back some bevs, having some snacks, get the whole family centered around the old tube and watch some football. Oh, and by the way, two of the four best quarterbacks in the NFL happen to be playing in this game. Like you said, one trying to give themselves an outside shot at holding on to the title in the division they've had the last 5 years. The other one trying to climb out of a miserable hole the lack of defense created. And if Joe Burrow can pull this off and run the table from getting back in versus the Ravens to the end of the season, holy magic act. Like, that would be spectacular. I don't put it past him.
I don't put it past him either, Dan Ball. And if Joe Burrow pulls this off, he might be the answer to which team do you not want to see come to Gillette Stadium. Because if there's a team that can beat the Patriots in a shootout, I think it's going to be the Joe Burrow, I got this team into the playoffs. Now I'm going to go deeper into the playoffs. I don't care who you are on the other side of the ball.
Yeah, and that's also a Joe Burrow with a little bit to prove.
Yeah.
More than I'm just a guy who was incredible in college, a lot of draft pedigree, had some pretty good playoff performances, and then just became injury prone for the rest of my career. So that's an upset Joe Burrow that I wouldn't want to face. The one that I'm keeping an eye on, in addition to the game that Fitzy mentioned, Colts and Jags.
Yes, love it.
A game that I don't think we thought could spell the end or continue to spell the end for the Indianapolis Colts.
Some of us have bet on it.
Oh, quick little Jags money line, little spread,
No. The Colts to miss the playoffs at +235. I think I got.
I mean, put the pieces together. Wow. Daniel Jones is hurt. The schedule that they played during the rest of the season is brutal. And you have the Bengals who are on their way back up, the Bills who are still in the mix, the Chargers are still in the mix, and you can't count out the Kansas City Chiefs until they are physically dead and buried. So if there's one team that looks like it could fall out, they're already trailing the Jags in their division based on quality of win, I think was the one thing that differentiated. But yeah, I'm watching that one a lot. And I think I'm also rooting for the Colts because I do not worry about them in the slightest if I'm facing them in a first-round series, personally.
So you want the Colts in the playoffs so you can dismiss the Colts and move on to the next round?
If I'm looking at this from a Patriots perspective, yes, I want the Colts in, and if I could avoid Jacksonville, I worry more about Jacksonville than I do Indy.
Same. I think Jacksonville is sneaky in the AFC this year. Could be like an ugly-ass Super Bowl contender.
Yeah.
Like, they've played some tough games. Their schedule is definitely better than the Patriots. If you get the good Trevor Lawrence, like, they can be a good football team. It's my whole theory, and I think we said we'd put a pin in this at some point. Could we end up with one of the ugliest-ass Super Bowls of all time this year if you get, like, Seattle, Jacksonville?
Panthers-Jags.
Yes. Oh, yes. Boy. I wonder, is this a year where it all goes so – it's so competitive. There's so much parity.
That? Why do we need blue bloods? Why do we need the same – like,
because they stink. They're not that good.
You also said Trevor Lawrence stinks.
Well, he kind of stinks. He's the most disappointing generational talent in the history of generational talents. The guy has not lived up to any of the billing.
$55 million a year worth of stink?
Yeah, it doesn't go as far as it used. He's not that bad, but he's not that good. He's one of those, like, just mediocre, meh.
I'm telling you, he's the new Kirk Cousins. He is the grocery stick by which you measure. Is he better than average or worse than average?
I'm going to say he's not as good as Kirk Cousins.
Really?
I call him Ocean State Job Lot John Elway. It gives you half the goods, you know. Like, he's a big dude. He can run well. He's got a cannon for an arm. They're playing great. It's a lot of it has to do with their defense as well. And I think their defense will give fits to the Colts as well. Now, the Colts should be able to get home a little bit because I believe Jacksonville is missing their starting left tackle. But the Colts are a mess. And I have 100% been on board with them missing the playoffs, which I think is also riding tandem with the rise of the Texans as a force in the AFC South.
So the other 1 o'clock game that is somewhat interesting, always interesting because it's a rivalry, it's a division game, Steelers and Ravens. The Ravens still trying to figure it out who they are. They just signed Mark Andrews to a contract extension. Lamar is not Lamar right now.
And he's hurt again.
Well, and he
has. Now what is it with this guy?
If you look at, Orlovsky's been big on this. I think he was the one posting some of the clicks of, like, Lamar one-on-one with somebody in space. And you're like, ooh, dude's about to get embarrassed. And then you're like, wait, dude made the tackle? That doesn't happen to Lamar Jackson.
Yeah.
He just isn't. I don't know if it's quickness, speed, just the faith in his leg. I think it was a hamstring he was coming back from. I don't know what it is, but Lamar is not like the most dangerous man in football right now.
And that emphasizes the part of the game that he is the worst at, which is standing in the pocket and throwing. Like, I mean, he is just, he is a 55 to 60% completion rate passer who
kind.
That is being kind. That's at his very best, who obviously makes a lot of defenders miss because he's so incredibly athletic, more so than anybody else in football. But yeah, if you take away Fitzy any percentage of his ability to be an athlete and get outside the pocket and essentially be a second running back on every play, then he just kind of brings you average quarterback play otherwise.
Yeah, if he's not threatening you with, you know, 8 runs for 90 yards and 2 touchdowns the way he was, if it's just not there, you know, from chest down this year for Lamar, then I think a lot of people would gladly say, oh, okay, so all I have to do is just make sure that we put a spy on Lamar, that it can actually keep up with him and contain and set the edge accordingly, and it's going to be him looking for Zay Flowers, Rashad Bateman, Mark Andrews, Isaiah Likely, one of which is guaranteed to fumble in a big game because that's what these guys do. I'll take it.
So we're going to talk to Brian Frazocco at 4:45. It's a Frazocco Friday, but that's going to be with the Celtics. We don't let him talk football because he only knows NBA. He's a Bears fan, and I'm sure he has some opinions on the Fraud Bowl at 4:25.
The Fraud Bowl?
A little bit. It's not frog. I said fraud protection. The Chicago Bears and the Green Bay Packers, I think, are both fraudulent football teams. Packers have some great wins and some ugly losses, and I think the Bears live by the turnover. I think both of these teams are set up to be true frauds heading into the postseason. Yes, I know the Bears right now are indeed the number one seed, so I'm doing a little bit of what we probably don't like of pointing the finger at the fraud Patriots, who shouldn't really be the number one seed. But I do not believe in the Bears, and I don't believe in the Packers anymore either.
So who comes out of the NFC North, and do you believe in any one of those games, those teams as a playoff team?
Yes, I think they're all playoff caliber teams.
Okay.
The Bears, the Packers, and the Lions. I think they're not the Vikings. The Vikings are playing some of the worst football you're ever going to see.
Okay, that's UNH's Max Brosmer, ladies and gentlemen.
Poor guy.
26-0.
Guy.
26-0.
Kevin O'Connell,
one of my favorite
quarterback
picks
whisperer.
Of all time.
The quarterback whisperer, not so smart anymore. Not just roll any quarterback out there and I'll turn him into a stud. Like
it's most. It's just
wait,
not all.
Not this
wait till JJ goes on a run starting this
JJ
Sunday,
sucks.
Baby.
So, I mean, maybe the run starts this week, but if so, it'll be a one-off. It'll be like me in the pick six. He needs to string some together before anyone will have any belief that J.J. McCarthy can play in the National Football
League. How do you tap in? Is this like a sports psychologist you need to tap in? How do you get the mindset of nine? You know how he turns into
nine? Oh, yeah, no, I know
turn
nine.
Into nine?
Yeah.
How do you tap into that so that he doesn't suck for three quarters and then has like one drive where he's nine?
Well, my advice would be get the best offensive line, the best running game, the best defense, the best coaching, and do all of that, and then he'll be a fine quarterback.
Oh, perfect.
You surround him with that, and he'll be fine.
Oh, that's it.
Give him the old top five roster.
Yeah.
And then the night game, Sunday Night Football, is indeed a very interesting battle. What'd you call it? The end of the kingdom or whatever is coming on Sunday night?
The death of the kingdom.
Yeah, on NBC and Peacock, the Chiefs and the Texans. This is going to be fun. And I am absolutely no idea who you root for if you're a Patriots fan in this game. Because whoever wins, obviously, it helps their playoff chances. I don't think you want to see either of those two football teams for very different reasons.
Right.
Very, very different reasons. The Texans ride that defense. Those edge rushers are scary as hell for Drake May and this offensive line and this offense. And then for the Chiefs, he's Patrick Mahomes. I know he's 0 and whatever in one score games, but it's Patrick Mahomes. It's the playoffs. They always go to the AFC title game. Who are you rooting for in this game?
It's the devil you know and the devil you don't. The devil you know is that the Houston Texans defense is unbelievable and can make your life living hell as an opposing quarterback, especially if your offensive line is not hurt. That's the devil you know.
Mm.
The devil you don't is, well, Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs, they're the boogeyman. They don't lose when they get into a playoff. All they need to do is get in and anything's possible. So for me, I guess I have to root for the devil I don't. I can't definitively prove that the Chiefs are the exact same team that they've been in years past versus I can prove that the Houston Texans defense is nasty and something I don't want Drake May to have to deal with. So
yeah,
give me Chiefs, I guess.
Drake May's first start, Dan Ball, in the NFL was against?
Houston.
The Houston Texans, and he threw 3 touchdown passes. Now, granted, he threw a couple picks and got sacked a bunch of times, but that was last year when the line was low, brown, God only knows on the right-hand side, you know,
right
Caden
now
Wallace
it's low,
or whoever.
Brown.
Low, brown, Caden Wallace. It'll be healthier by the time they potentially were to match up in the playoffs. I can't help but root for the Texans this Sunday just because I love what they're doing. And I, you know, it's time for the 2009 year, 2009 Patriots version of the Chiefs to kind of sink into the sand. And then if they really want to prove that they have aspirations and the longevity to establish their own double dynastic run, they've gone to a bunch of Super Bowls. They've won three. Cool. Great story, bro. Now what you have to do is reload the roster and prove that you actually have the drive and the all the other intangibles and the commitment that Kraft and Belichick and Brady and company did when they rebooted halfway through, and then you saw what happened over those 10 years.
I struggle with this whole rooting for a reason, like, oh, to help the Patriots, this and that. I'll be rooting for Houston because I like the physicality of that football team. It's kind of like what Giardi said about the Patriots defense, and you could hear the excitement in his voice, like, physical play. That defense is fun to watch, and Nico Collins plays that way as a wide receiver. He is a wide receiver that he looks to run you over if you're a defensive back. He plays with like a fullback's mentality when he catches the ball. So I just kind of – I've always liked D'Amico Ryans. I kind of like that,
very good Houston coach team. Very good coach.
I kind of like the makeup of that team. So I'll be rooting for Houston in that game. I like Andy Reid. I don't like anything else really in Kansas City. Patrick Mahomes annoys me more by the game, the week, the month, the year. Kelce is not very likable. I saw a good meme making the rounds on the internet. It was like the top five most unlikable tight ends in the NFL, and it was Travis Kelce, Taylor Swift's fiance, that guy on the Chiefs that no one likes. And it was, he really is. He's not likable. There's nothing there to like. His brother, Jason, very likable. So I'll absolutely be rooting for the Texans in that. And then Monday Night Football, Eagles and Chargers.
That's a good Monday Night Football game.
In theory, it is. Now, the problem is,
where's the fraud bowl declaration on this?
There feels like a little fraud bowl there, right?
No question it does.
I mean, some of it for the Chargers is injuries. I mean, I don't know how many teams can lose both their tackles and still put forth a,
yeah,
you know, representative product out there. And now you have, I saw some video. He's doing his whole thing with the, he had surgery, Justin Herbert, on his left mm-hmm. hand. So I'll be watching that. You guys know I'm interested in how he hands off when he's going to the right, his right, and yeah, normally would hold it with your left hand, and that whole thing that Josh Allen went through. And then the Eagles, it's just like, I feel like the Eagles, the best way to describe their season is the, when you send it on text to a friend, WTF ? Like, what the bleep is going on with the Eagles, and when do you snap out of it, or is this just who you are for this year? You're going to be infuriating to your fans and anyone who watches your stupid games.
I think you're infuriating with a dash of I still have enough talent in there somewhere to beat anybody on any given week. Like, don't you expect them to just kind of wake up in the matter of moment? I would expect them.
Yeah, but
them,
with 13 weeks in.
Yeah, I know, but that's the thing. Like, I still am just holding on to this, like, it's right there.
Saquon,
like,
Barkley is like one of those bad Disney movies. He lost his powers.
Right.
He's a bad running back right now behind a bad line.
Right. So, you know, how much is Saquon? How much is just the aging of the entire offensive unit? How much is people aren't scared of Jalen Hurts because he's not that good of a quarterback? I had to make sure I mixed that one in there because we're talking about the Eagles.
Wow.
But
Andy Hart of you, and I love it.
Well, it's true. But yeah, I still,
so sad.
I look at the roster and just go, it's there. I feel like it's within my grasp of seeing the same Super Bowl caliber team. But Fitzy, it for whatever reason, the pieces of the puzzle just don't puzzle this year.
Well, what's puzzling about them is their, or I should say, it starts with Sirianni and the lack of creativity on offense. Like, they're predictable. It's like people. Mm-hmm. You can just call out their plays in advance. People know what they're running, and they've got two of the 12 best wide receivers in football. Should have been a top five running back and a good tight end, and a quarterback coming off an MVP level performance in a decimation of the dynastic Chiefs. This is, and their defense is loaded with people that would be the best player if taken and placed on any other team's defense. And yet it's not, the math isn't mathing. It starts to me with Sirianni. Like, you could literally go from your team at the top of the game to wondering if you are the answer long term as the head coach of the franchise. It's wild.
All right, should be a fun weekend of football, even though we don't have the Patriots to watch, but we also don't have the Patriots to worry about. We know they ain't losing this week, so the win streak continues, right? 11 weeks in a row, they'll have not lost.
So go Bengals, right? Yep. Go Bengals.
Yep. Bengals.
Not that it's going to happen, but go Raiders.
Yeah, good luck with that.
I'm just saying,
good luck with that.
I'm just saying, you can throw them in there.
Anything is possible.
Go. Do we have a favorite other than just a good game in Houston and Kansas City?
I would like the Jaguars to win because the Colts can suck it.
Okay, that's also fair. And I bet on it. Go from a strength to schedule perspective, I think it's better if the Raiders, Ravens win as well.
Okay, so we're rooting for those teams over the weekend. Have yourself a beverage, as Fitzy said. Enjoy some football, relax, and get back to action with the Patriots next week. Up next here on WEEI Afternoons, couple big things. First, we got the QB under the tree. We're giving away another Patriots quarterback autographed football.
Let's go.
Could be the present quarterback, could be a past quarterback, could be anybody. We've run the gamut so far, so we're going to keep giving them away. Today is Friday's
Steve Grogan.
Edition. Could be. You never know. Could be anybody, Fitzy. That's up next, but also up next, we're going to have a little fun. We're going to presume or assume that Bill Belichick is indeed elected to the Pro Football Hall of Fame.
First ballot?
First ballot, baby. Oh. See you in August, baby, which means he needs to pick a presenter, somebody who will introduce him in Canton. Who could that be? We'll take a serious stab at it and maybe a not-so-serious stab at it up next here on WEEI Afternoons. But first, Dan Ball has what's trending.
ESPN's Adam Schefter joins WEEI Afternoons every Wednesday at 3:45. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now on WEEI, brought to you by the 99 Restaurant. The Celtics won their third straight game last night. They did so in dominant fashion, beating the Washington Wizards on the road by a score of 146-101. Derek White scored a season-high 30 points, while Jordan Walsh added a career-high 22. Quick turnaround for the Seas as they host the Los Angeles Lakers tonight at TD Garden. Tip-off is at 7 p.m. Marcus Smart and Luka Doncic have already been ruled out for tonight's contest for the Lakers, while LeBron James is listed as doubtful. The Bruins beat the St. Louis Blues last night at TD Garden. The final score was 5-2. Morgan Geeky scored his 21st goal of the season. He is second in the league in goal scoring, one behind the Avalanche Nathan McKinnon. Jonas Korpisalo also tied a season high with 37 saves. The Bees host the New Jersey Devils tomorrow night. Tonight, Boston College Hockey visits UMass Lowell. Puck drop is at 7:15. Coverage on WEEI 93.7 begins at 7 p.m. You can also listen to the MIAA High School Football Championships on WEEI 8:50 a.m. both today and tomorrow. You can also stream the games by searching 8:50 WEEI on the Odyssey app or listening online. Coverage begins today over on 850 at 5 p.m. Yesterday, the Red Sox acquired right-hander Johan Oviedo from the Pirates in a five-player trade that sent heralded outfield prospect Justinson Garcia to Pittsburgh. Oviedo returned from injury last season to record a 3.57 ERA, posting 42 strikeouts and 23 walks over 40 and a third innings in nine starts. And new this afternoon, Cooper Criswell has been claimed off of waivers by the Mets. Criswell was placed on waivers after yesterday's trade. And finally, the United States will face Paraguay, Australia, and the winner of a UEFA playoff featuring Turkey, Romania, Slovakia, and Kosovo as part of Group D in the 2026 World Cup. The U.S. men's national team's opening game of Group D will be against Paraguay on June 12th at SoFi Stadium in Inglewood, California. Your holiday plans just got tastier at the 99 Restaurant. Picture this: creamy, dreamy new lobster carbonara or satisfying new baked stuffed shrimp and lobster casserole. Celebrate big at the 99. You gotta love the nines. I'm Dan Ball. This is Trending Now on WEEI and WEEI.com. More afternoons coming up right after this.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season.
from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
That's an appropriate rejoin for this segment of QB Under the Tree, a giveaway, because we all know that in the end, after his heart grows and he comes to his senses, Grinch is a pretty good dude, gives everything back to all the boys and girls of Whoville.
I thought you were saying it was appropriate because we were talking about Belichick.
Oh, double duty. Love where your brain's at. We'll get to Belichick in a minute, but right now it is time to give away another autographed Patriots football from a quarterback, current or former, with the football team. Dan Ball will grab that. You need to be... Oh, wait, we need the sounder real quick. QB Under the Tree.
Folks,
it's WEEI's QB Under the Tree. Be caller 10 now at 617-931-0937. If you know the correct play call, you can win an autographed Patriot quarterback football.
My voice squeaked out football.
From Under the Tree.
That's right. Reminder, 617-931-0937. Contest line, caller number 10 right now if you know the play call from the Greg Hill Show this morning. And remember, customers can order their premium freshly cut trees, setup service, lighting service, and tree recycling service at www.xmasdelivered.com. They can also visit and select their tree in person at the Snowport Tree Market located at 99 Autumn Lane in Boston. Dan Ball has gone to the tree.
All right.
He has unwrapped it. And what do we have today?
Boys, he might have been focused on the bye week and short with you and answers, but he wasn't short enough not to sign a football. We got Drake May today, ladies and gentlemen.
Dan Ball with the Drake May ball under
Big
the
one.
Tree.
How about it?
What a grab.
That is a good get for whoever caller number 10 turns out to be. We'll have your winner and your play call for Monday on the Greg Hill Show at the end of this segment. But right now we need to get to Bill Belichick. Despite Ted Johnson's protestations, I think he's probably going to be elected to the Pro Football Hall of Fame. And that means that he will have to choose a presenter. And there's some obvious candidates for it. Tom Curran, we talked to him yesterday, and he said, well, Tom Brady would be the obvious one. I got one problem with you there.
Okay.
What if he's already taken? What if he's introducing the owner of the New England Patriots in Canton? Now, I don't think there's any rules against same guy introducing two different people. So maybe they can fight over Tom and both convince him to introduce them. Or maybe Bill doesn't even want Tom. Is Tom a consideration for Bill? Is he a consideration for either?
Has to be a consideration for both. And I think if Patriots fans had their druthers, he would present both of them. Maybe even at the same time.
Oh, I don't know how they'll like that, sharing the
0% chance that
happens. Yeah, I know. I'm just saying.
Seems unlikely, Fitzy.
He's pretty great.
So I'm going to throw one at you, Fitzy. And again, I want serious ideas and silly ideas. I want to enjoy this segment. Okay, so the serious idea for me is Ernie Adams. It's his high school, college, bro, been there the whole time, the man behind the man kind of thing, you know, trusted alliance headset, the whole thing, never really got a lot of spotlights, pink stripes. So that's my serious one. He could just pick Ernie Adams.
Okay.
What about the ultimate mending of fences, the ultimate thawing of any adversarial relationship? Bill introduces Robert, and Robert introduces Bill.
Not the
you guys still there?
Idea.
Did I stun you?
I thought you were going to maybe say Parcells to introduce Belichick, since like he was kind of his Jedi master, if you will. Like that was he was apprenticed to Parcells at first. Not the craziest idea. Also, not very likely to happen.
No, I agree. No.
What's more, Brady Fitzy would be far more likely than Kraft in that regard.
Yeah, and I think Brady should introduce Belichick more than he should introduce Kraft, because of how they kind of worked hand in hand together for so long. The coach was not the coach without the QB, and the QB isn't anywhere without his coach as well. So if Brady's going to do one of the two of them, I think it has to be Belichick.
I would really like it to see that go both ways too. I would like when it's Brady's turn, Belichick to be there, and when it's Belichick's turn, Brady to be there, even if they don't feel the normal emotions that human beings would feel in that kind of situation, reminiscing on so much success. It would be a nice a nice tip of the cap to Patriots fans to see both of them put whatever differences are aside and, you know, the debate of who was more responsible for the dynasty. It'd be nice to see both of them go out of their way to do that.
Between Kraft and Belichick, would they argue over, and who do you think would be better introduced by Trump?
That would be an interesting one if you brought that. Would bring a new level of chaos that I don't even think people would foresee. But we did have an idea from our buddy Craig Carton, and this is an idea that I'm already seeing light up the text line. So let's hear his idea.
Is Bill Belichick so whipped that when he gets into the Hall of Fame, rather than pick one of his sons, rather than pick Bill Parcells, rather than pick, I don't know, Lawrence Taylor, someone that meant something to his career.
Vrabel was one of,
Could you imagine if Bill Belichick chooses his girlfriend, Jordan Hudson, to be the person that introduces him to the Pro Football Hall of Fame? Oh, I can't wait.
Okay, so it's a funny shtick.
Who the hell is his co-host?
I don't know, but
Is it like the Cowherd thing where they just got to throw somebody on there to try to
and
give
Mike
him
Vrabel played for him.
Give him a chance to get a drink of water every now and again?
Yeah, ridiculous.
My God.
But is this ridiculous? Like, to me, it's nonsensical. To me, there's a better chance Kraft does it than Jordan does it, in my opinion.
It's nonsensical. What? It doesn't make a lot of sense, and that's exactly why it's completely on the table.
What is she going to say up there?
Whose choice is it?
It's Bill's.
It's Bill's. And Bill's alone. There are no rules from the Hall of Fame.
Right.
No. Bill would choose, you know, if Steve Sabol, any of the Sabols were alive, Andy, you know full well that he would have one of those NFL film guys do it or somebody. He would want some legacy guy because he respects and loves the NFL so much because he's such an NFL films hardo. I think this is where, for all we know, we'd ask Scott Graham, the guy that does Westwood One Radio and the voice of NFL Films now, to do it in place of John Facenda. Like I see Belichick kind of going old school respect to the game with it, and I can't imagine he'd have Lombardi do it, would he?
No, I can't. I don't think Lombardi would be a choice, but I can't rule it out. They've been tied at the hip.
Can't rule it out.
I wrote him down as my in case of emergency break glass answer.
So another good idea, and I think there's some potential plausibility to this, 978, Nick Saban does it for Bill.
Oh, I like that.
That's a solid pick.
It's a solid pick. It's a more respectful to the game of football pick. It would be a much nicer way to go. Yeah, I would like that a lot more than Lombardi. I would also, just from an altruistic perspective, Fitzy, I'm curious if you think there's any chance of this. I'd love to see his sons do it. Get maybe back on the positive family side of things and have the Belichick tree represent him.
Yeah, why not? Or why couldn't it be like a trio of people that were greats? Like, why couldn't he have Lawrence Taylor, Julian Edelman, and Gronk do it?
Yeah. Oh, I like that.
You know, like just like legendary, like, and maybe weave in Willie McGinnis, like just like have a, instead of just a one single person, some of the people that were so integral to his success, or maybe Richard Seymour, because, you know, he drafted Seymour, developed him. He's a Hall of Famer. Now he would like to welcome him gold jacket to gold jacket.
Okay. Along those lines, could he use it to get somebody into the Hall of Fame? Have Rodney Harrison introduce him. If Rodney Harrison doesn't make the cut for the Hall of Fame, have one of his former players that he believes should be there front and center. The children thing, I'll be honest with you. I don't know what I base this on. So that's no idea what I'm basing this on.
Okay.
But my gut tells me if he picked a kid, he'd pick his daughter to do it. I think he would pick his daughter to induct him over his two sons that
Why?
Are assistant. I don't know. I just told you I got nothing to base. I think he respects. She's a head coach.
Okay.
Head coach at Holy Cross, I believe. Women's lacrosse.
Yep.
I think there's a certain respect there. I don't know. It's just my gut tells me that if he were going to pick one of the kids that he would have her do it. I don't think he's going to. I think Curran was right in terms of he probably wants the star power, probably wants somebody with some pizzazz. And the guy with pizzazz that he can get would probably narrow us down to Saban. I mean, I think he would ask Brady potentially.
Yeah.
I just don't know. And Brady might say, I don't want to do either of you. I'm not going to pick.
Yeah.
So therefore, I'll be in the crowd. And
that'd
I'll just
be consistent with his kind of not showing any emotion or favoritism to anything motif that he's going with right now.
Right. Yeah. So I think if you want a high-profile option who's realistic, it's probably Saban.
That's a good one. So let me position this question to both of you guys.
How
I know-
about Cole Strange or N'Keal Harry, says the 617?
Yeah, is Jonathan Wilhite or Terrence Wheatley available?
Imagine Cole Strange's career crossroads ends up on the stage at the stage with Belichick.
That would be quite a story to tell.
So let me ask you this, and Andy, I'll start with you. Who do you want it to be, and who do you think it's going to be?
So, who do I want it to be?
Yes, just a pie in the sky optimism as somebody who roots for the Patriots, covered the Patriots, talks about the Patriots. Who do you want it to be?
So, if I wanted to be sentimental, theatrical, it would be Robert.
Okay.
Robert introduced him somehow between now and then when this information comes. And I believe it's January 13th. The inductees will be announced at the Super Bowl. But yes, the vote is January 13th. Between then and the summer, somehow they do the little sit down that Bill and Tom did in the locker room post game at Gillette and figure it out. I think for the Patriots to sort of take over the world again, for people to be like, wait, are Belichick and Kraft aligned again? Even though their relationship is done in terms of the team, I think that would be really cool, Fitzy, if they introduced each other.
It would be, but again...
But no chance.
Yeah. No, zero. I mean, just getting the two of them in the same room or on the same stage, let alone in the same hall, will be a remarkable achievement worthy of telling your children and your children's children about. Who would I want it to be? For cinematic flair, Tom Cruise, just to make a spectacle of it. For the comedic value, I would love Bill Burr to step in and roast everybody. Yeah, you know, about how, you know, about all the cheating and then, you know, all the content that Belichick gave us with all the defiance and the arrogance and the bad attitude. Who do I think it's going to be? Saban is probably the smartest, safest choice. Just he's a legacy football figure. He's an icon of the game himself. And since we know that they're best friends and Saban became the Belichick of college football and Belichick the Saban of the NFL, I think it only makes sense.
How about you, Dan Ball?
I want it to be Tom. I think that's a...
For just him or for both?
I want it to be Tom for Belichick, specifically. Okay. I mean, for both, it's not bad in the slightest. We lost Fitzy there real quick. But I want it to be Tom. I don't know, guys. I can't rule out him going with his muse for this, and I am 100% serious.
You're serious you think you're going to look at a podium in Canton, Ohio, the greats of football, the power of the football world, the commissioner, and all the former Hall of Famers sitting in the front row, and they're going to say, now introducing Bill Belichick is his muse, Jordan Hudson.
Who is going to say the exact right thing about Bill, as Bill would want it said?
Not her.
What do you mean, not her? Thing?
Andy, how did she introduce
She's
herself?
Nuts, but they're waking up in the same bed as each other. They could workshop it together and
we
she'll
don't
go
know
out and
that.
Make a spectacle
she may,
of it.
She may, they could have a sleep number bed so they could be separated by, you know, different inclines. Maybe she makes them sleep in bunks.
Yeah, I can't imagine he's that nuts. I can't imagine people would
what
allow
did
that
she
to happen.
Say in that email to Charlotte Wilder? What is it like the programmer of
president
your world?
President of your world.
Oh, my God.
Like, I don't know
president
how you can allow
world.
That person. Jeez. So, as I expected, text line has lit up. We did mention Ernie Adams. We did mention Seymour. I don't think that's happening. Trump was a question mark.
Yep.
Jimmy Johnson, Matt Patricia all day, Randy Moss, Dante Scarnecchia, Cam Newton, multiple Cam Newtons. Lots of Randy Mosses would be fun. Mm-hmm. Taylor Swift, Mark Wahlberg.
Nope. Yep.
Brady introduced both. John Bon Jovi. Saban was on there. There is definitely an interesting cast of characters. And we'll see. First, we need to find out, is he going to get in? Or is Ted Johnson right? Do they make him wait a year and we don't have to worry about this for another year down the road?
He's getting in.
We can do a segment like this again. Well, we have a winner. Speaking of getting in, they got through on caller number 10 on the contest line. And William DeMarino from Manchester, New Hampshire, is now the proud owner of a Drake May autographed football. That's right. The presumptive current favorite for a little bit anyway, MVP in the National Football League.
Future red jacket wearer.
Drake May, definitely a future red jacket wearer. And if we're being honest, trending toward gold jacket wearer, and we're having this conversation 20 years from now, who's inducting Drake May. Now, we need to give you the play call for Monday, Patriots Monday after the bye weekend. Listen to the Greg Hill Show and have the play call rip, rip. That is rip, rip when Greg Hill asked for it Monday morning, 7:30, and you will get yourself an autographed football, QB under the tree from WEEI. Up next here on WEEI Afternoons, I told you it was coming, so you were prepared. It's Furzoco Friday. Brian Furzoco, our Twitch guy, coming on in studio for some hot takes and some fighting words with me about the Celtics, Jaylen Brown, and his favorite sport of the NBA. That's next here on WEEI.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
WEEI. Back here on WEEI Afternoons. You know what that music means. Doesn't mean anything about Brian Furzoco. Just means we're talking a little basketball in the NBA. Brian Furzoco, Furzoco Friday. How we doing?
Not bad. How about you, boys?
So, Furzoco, I feel like you're going to try to push my buttons.
Isn't that what I'm here for?
Sort of. So I feel like it's going to be disrespectful to JB. What do you got this week?
Well, we all know I'm a big basketball fan, sort of provide the content for the rundown in the mornings.
Yeah.
You know, I'm usually the guy sending
down. Hey, did I see this
down.
On hoopstreams.com?
Usually it's not just about the Celtics. I just sort of throw a bunch of basketball stats at you, see if anything sticks. So
sick brag, bro.
Oh, it's so nice to hear that voice used on somebody who's not me.
So I was scrolling through social media the other day, and I saw Brian Windhorst. I want to be a New York Knicks this past summer, according to Giannis Antetokounmpo. And I've long said that the NBA offseason is usually better than the NBA regular season. Mm-hmm. I think, you know, you can watch the last couple weeks of the regular season and just look at the standings and sort of get a good idea of what's going on. And I think you could even make an argument that the first round of the playoffs and maybe even the second round of the playoffs is usually a wash as well. Mm-hmm. The offseason, and even last regular season with the huge Luka Doncic trade, are sort of the big points in the NBA, probably more entertaining than a lot of the actual games. So got me thinking a little bit. Celtics sort of treading water this year. Picked it up a little bit lately. Got the win last night without your guy, Jaylen Brown. Giannis Antetokounmpo, while 30, is still having a terrific year, averaging 29, 10, and 6 this season. He's shooting 64% from the field. Andy, your favorite, his PI rating is second in all of basketball behind only Nikola Jokic. He's 7th in offensive rating. He's doing all of that while 2nd in usage percentage, one ahead of your boy, Jaylen Brown. And I thought, as great as it would be to have him, Jaylen Brown, and Jason Tatum on the Celtics together, of course, who wouldn't want that, you know, trio on the team? That's probably not realistic.
Probably
the
Bucks, not.
The Bucks aren't going to do something. And I put it into the whole ESPN NBA trade machine, and it actually worked. Derek White, Simons, and Hauser does get you Giannis Antetokounmpo.
Let's go!
The money works, but I think Milwaukee spits in your face if you try to offer that to them.
I would hope.
I would do Jaylen Brown for Giannis Antetokounmpo if I was Brad Stevens, and I would do it yesterday.
Why?
Because I think Giannis and Tatum work together better than Tatum and Brown work together. And
so
I know
better
that sounds,
than an NBA title
and I know
winning
that sounds
level.
Silly, but in the modern NBA where you can no longer have super teams, we saw what the Celtics did this past offseason, right? They got rid of everybody. The new ownership didn't want to be into the second apron, get those tax penalties. You're not going to have Jrue Holiday. You're not going to have Kristaps Porzingis. You're not going to have Al Horford, in addition to multiple superstars in Tatum and Brown.
Sure.
I think the combination of having an athletic two-way wing and now an athletic two-way big man, something that you're clearly lacking. You have something that you haven't had in a while. I think you have something that gives you an advantage in the Eastern Conference where there's a lot of good big men. Say what you want about Philadelphia, Joel Embiid's still a top-end player. Say what you want about Miami. I still think Bam Adebayo is a really good player. Say what you want about New York, who did just knock you out last year in the playoffs. They have Karl-Anthony Towns. There's a lot of good big men in the Eastern Conference, and I think if you want to compete with them in the playoffs, given the fact that your roster is depleted from what it was last year, you need a good big man.
So you're breaking up a core that you already know can win a title because it won a title.
We saw them win a title with other pieces. Yes.
Right. Yeah, I'll say that is a title when you had far and away the best roster in basketball.
Sure.
I would tell
you. But you know it works with those two as your two best players.
I mean,
I know it has worked.
If you surround them with four other all-stars, then yeah, it does work.
So we know that works. Has everything worked with Giannis?
No, certainly not. But he also hasn't played with a player as good as Jason Tatum.
Right. That's the second aspect. So Giannis, who plays bully ball at high speed, tempo,
correct,
he's on an energy drink,
absolutely,
is going to play with the slowest playing player in the NBA. He's going to watch somebody walk the ball up the court, dribble around for a while, step back and shoot a three, and Giannis is going to be happy with that?
I think it helps their offense become more balanced, right? If you want to take
but how does it work?
Aspects.
Are they playing fast? Or are they playing slow? Are they playing Giannis? Or are they playing Tatum?
I think you take turns.
Or,
I think
both so we're just alternating?
Absolutely. And I think that's how a lot of good teams have won in the past. You look at the Warriors. Steph Curry would bring up the ball sometimes. Kevin Durant would bring up the ball sometimes. Draymond Green would even bring up the ball sometimes. Like, you have other
options. Whose team
options.
Is it?
I think it's
because everybody's deferred to Jason Tatum
I think
for
it's still
his
Jason,
entire career.
I think it's still Jason Tatum's team.
You think Giannis thinks it's Jason Tatum's team?
I think a change of scenery would be good for him. I think he's done with
Milwaukee.
Oh, I think
a change of scenery would be good.
I think he's one of these
to a team that he calls his own.
I think one of these guys, a guy like Giannis, who's been there for a while, who has won a title, but has clearly not worked over the last couple of years, I think he needs a change of scenery. One, because he clearly doesn't like it there. I don't know if he doesn't like living there. I don't know if he doesn't like the coach that he's with or the team that they've surrounded him with. Whatever it is, it's clearly not working.
And they're not winning.
And that's probably
like
the biggest thing,
right?
Like,
he got a taste of title, and now he's not continuing to taste title.
But I think that's my point. Like, it's not working. For whatever reason, it's not working. They're not winning at a high level. I don't even think they've been back to the Eastern Conference Finals since they won that championship a couple years ago. I think a change of scenery would do him good. I think he needs to now be part of a team where maybe he's not the best player. Maybe he does have to play second fiddle. I think that helped Kevin Durant. Kevin Durant was a perpetual loser when he was with the Oklahoma City Thunder. He was known as a choker until he got to a winning culture, until he started playing with a winning player in Steph Curry.
So I'm going to surprise you here. I think the one aspect of this that has some credibility is that after his first team All-NBA season, it allows Jaylen Brown to go be the man in Milwaukee. Now, I don't know if he'll love Milwaukee, the
place.
He
probably won't.
But he'll be the man.
Right.
It allows him to go off on his own and see what he can be on his own and be the man.
Free from the hardships of living in Boston and being a member of the Celtics.
And now he'll have to take on the Celtics with Giannis and Tatum. I don't love it for one reason. I would have to become a fraud in all likelihood because I hate Giannis. He is my most hated player in the NBA.
That's part of why I wanted to bring this up.
Close. I don't know how I would react if I had to watch him every night. Would I start to like his bully ball because his bully ball was in a Celtics uniform? I'd like to have some credibility and think I wouldn't, so therefore he's going to devalue me watching the Celtics because I don't love Tatum, and now I don't love Giannis. Why am I watching the Celtics? I'm going to fear the deer. I'm turning my green for the Milwaukee Bucks green.
But you just hit on it. You are not a big fan of the three-point shooting.
No, I'm not.
The Celtics do. This is a quick fix in that.
I know. That's why I kind of like the idea. I appreciate you. This is a very good for Zoco Friday. Love the idea. I'm sure this is going to get some attention down the road because I know these rumors are starting to percolate. When you're not, Giannis is going to be traded. Is he going to the Knicks? Is he going to the Heat? Is he going to this team? We'll have to keep an eye on that, but I would prefer to keep Tatum and Brown
just
together.
Just quick before I go, what do you guys think about the Thunder? I know Ted isn't here, and I wanted to say
Thunder!
This to him. But
Thunder.
If you're the Thunder, do you consider, hey, Chet Holmgren's a guy that probably isn't going to be able to stay healthy. We're going to have to end up paying him.
Yes, you do absolutely.
Rental for Giannis, Chet Holmgren. They have the Clippers' first-round pick this year. That's, you know,
yeah,
it looks like it's going
to
be a lottery pick. Exactly.
It
looks like it's going to be a lottery pick.
How crazy is that?
If you're the Thunder, do you do
absolutely
that?
Absolutely, I would do that if I'm the Thunder. Absolutely. Try to win another title and jumpstart. Yeah, absolutely. But thank you, Brian, for
Zoco.
Back to your dungeon of Twitch, and we'll get to the drive at 5 up next. We got to revisit the Boston Red Sox. Good news is they've acquired some pitching. Bad news is it's not that good. Good news is they're going to get some really good bats. That's next in the drive here on WEEI.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.